This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. John E. Sylvester, a radiation oncologist at Genesis Care, a premier provider in cancer and urology care. With over 300 expert physicians across the U.S., Genesis Care offers advanced technologies and treatments as well as personalized integrated approach to care. And Dr. Sylvester, thanks so much for your time and joining us here today.
My pleasure.
And really do appreciate your time. Thanks so much. So, Dr. Sylvester, considering the staggering statistic that 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime, is there anything the average person could be doing proactively to identify prostate cancer? And when should they come in for a consultation? That's the first question. And are there any key indicators or high risk factors people need to know?
Right. So with prostate cancer, the best thing to do is get your PSA blood test done on a regular basis. If you don't have any high risk factors, you'd want to start by age 50 at the latest. If you're African American or have a family history of prostate cancer, you want to start sooner, like age 40. And you want to check the PSA regularly. Ideally, you'd have the primary care doctors also do rectal exams, because some of the more aggressive prostate cancers don't make much PSA.
Now, when you say on a regular basis, what is the actual frequency? How often should one be coming in for a regular consultation?
Yeah, my bias is to get the PSA done every year. We see trends. Now, a PSA normally is under 4, but that's somewhat age dependent and dependent on the size of the prostate. So if you've got a PSA that's creeping up and is going from like 0.5 to 1 to 1.5 to 2 to 2.5, that's not normal. So you need to be seen earlier by a urologist to get that evaluated. Ideally, you do an MRI scan to get a better handle on what's going on. And that also can allow the urologist or radiation oncologist to do the biopsy more accurately and not miss an area that may contain cancer that may not be in an area that's normally biopsied.
Really do appreciate those details and information. That is most helpful. Now, tell us, what are the biggest challenges people face once diagnosed with prostate cancer? For those that are, and how can they overcome these challenges?
So one of the challenges is there's so much information out there on the internet and by well-meaning friends that don't really know so much what they're talking about frequently, because every single person is different in terms of their prostate cancer. For example, the most common prostate cancer is called intermediate risk. And for intermediate risk cancer, you could have surgery, you could have external beam radiation, which is a Monday through Friday treatment, about 15 minutes a day in the clinic, for 8 weeks, or for 5 weeks, or for 4 weeks, or for 5 treatments, or you can have radioactive seeds or radiation seeds plus radiation beam, plus or minus hormone therapy. So just for the most common prostate cancer, there's a whole slew of options. And it depends on a lot of factors: their biopsy results, the genetics of their biopsy. Ideally, you should have it sent off for genomics to look at the cancer genes to see how aggressive it really is, the PSA, the prostate size, the patient's health, age, and urinary symptoms. So you really need to see not just the urologist that biopsied you, but an expert radiation oncologist that focuses on prostate cancer to get the full story.
Now, what comes to mind also, what do you actually do that is different at Genesis Care, and what are the benefits for the patients, and what can other cancer care facilities learn from what you're doing as well?
Well, one of the things we have is the largest cancer care network in the world. We also have some of the most experienced physicians in the world. The folks at William Beaumont are the ones who really have done the most research and publications on HDR brachytherapy. I was one of the initial 3 physicians in the world that developed ultrasound-guided radioactive seed implant. We do a lot of research that's not done elsewhere, or that is also done elsewhere, but maybe not as many patients. We recently completed a huge study on patients getting immunotherapy plus radiation. That was written by John Hopkins, but most of the patients were treated by me here in Lakewood Ranch. We're doing another study with injecting this gel type material between the prostate and rectum that moves the prostate away from the rectum for a few months so that you get less side effects. The initial study on that was done by me here in Lakewood Ranch. And we recently did another study at 12 Genesis Care Centers throughout the world with a new type of gel. And we're doing another study right now. And only 7 centers so far are signed up in the country. The first 2 again are Genesis Care. So basically, because of our size and of our experience, most of the new research protocols for prostate cancer come through Genesis Care first or at the same time as the major universities. So we can offer treatments that most universities, or at least many universities, can't offer, and certainly most private practice office centers cannot offer.
Well, we certainly are appreciative of what you do through Genesis Care and for joining us here today. We're speaking with Dr. John E. Sylvester, a radiation oncologist at Genesis Care, a premier provider in cancer and urology care here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Information and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us also, what are the latest innovations in prostate cancer treatment, and what do you see coming on the horizon that could help people achieve more positive outcomes?
Yeah, there's a whole slew of things. Let's start with localized disease. So disease that you have no evidence of it spread elsewhere in the body. And for that, we have historically done 39 radiation treatments Monday through Friday or surgery. Those are pretty much equally effective at getting rid of prostate cancer. But more recently, studies have proven that you can get the same results by doing the radiation in 28 to 20 treatments. So we're moving in that direction. And we're doing, we just completed a study, a nationwide study, of looking at 5 treatments versus 28 treatments. That just got completed. The early data suggests that the 5 treatments will be as good, maybe better than the 28 treatments in terms of controlling the cancer. And we are currently doing another study of 5 treatments versus 5 treatments at a higher dose. But these are all new things for localized disease. What's kind of surprising is that the treatment that has the highest cure rate, and let's again take that intermediate risk cancer, which are most patients, Gleason 7, PSA between 10 and 20. Surgery at Johns Hopkins has a 76% success rate at 5 years. So 76% of patients that get surgery 5 years after treatment have no detectable prostate cancer. Radiation beam has about an 80% success rate. Old-fashioned radioactive seeds that we developed in Seattle, the treatment with ultrasound guidance back in 1987, has a 92% success rate with 9 years of follow-up. So even though it's the oldest treatment, it still has the highest success rate. So newer is not always better in terms of cure rate. The newer radiation beam techniques do decrease side effects compared to the older radiation beam techniques. And since not everybody's a candidate for brachytherapy, which is radioactive seed treatment, having the newer radiation beam techniques is very important. So that's just your average patient. Now, in terms of the real high-risk disease, say metastatic disease, there's so much going on there that, you know, it could take a couple of days to go over it. But basically, hormone therapy, which is injections or now pills that stop you from making testosterone, will weaken the cancer and slow it down. But we now have new data that shows that if you take these special new anti-androgen pills or anti-testosterone pills combined with the prevention of testosterone formation, you have better survival. And newer studies are showing adding chemotherapy to that improves survival. And what's really exciting now, I mean, not by just a few months, but by years. The new thing that's really kind of cutting edge is that we now have data proving that for patients who present with cancer already spread to the bone in less than 5 areas, that if you treat the primary tumor for cure and give the special 5 treatment radiation beam treatment on top of it, you have a better survival rate. And we used to think that once it spread to the bones, that was it. But now we know that we can do a lot more than we used to be able to do.
I found it to be quite interesting that the older treatments have a higher success rate, but thanks for breaking down all the details around that and their options as well. That is really helpful information. Thanks for the thorough response there. Now, I'd be curious, coming from you, what is the most rewarding thing about the work that you do?
Well, the rewarding things are seeing these patients come back, you know, in their follow-up visits. You see guys that used to have very poor cure rates, say Gleason 9 and 10 cancers, and we're having, you know, over 80% success rates with those guys now. In the past, the cure rate used to be less than 30, 40%. So that's exciting. The side effects are less now. We have guys go through these new external beam treatments with the gel and everything, where they're having virtually no long-term side effects. The risk for impotency is lower. And with, you know, radiation in particular, the risk for incontinence or losing control of your urine is almost zero. Why, with surgery, even the best hands, is still 15%. So we're seeing dramatic improvements in cure rates and significant decreases in side effects.
Well, I have no doubt that you certainly have impacted quite a few lives along the way in the years that you have served, and we certainly do appreciate, once again, you're joining us here today. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to mention as we do draw things to a close today?
Thank you. Yes, again, to reiterate, PSA blood tests are critically important. If your primary care doctor is not doing it, then insist it be done. If they still don't do it, I mean, switch to a different doc. Once you're diagnosed with prostate cancer, it is not an emergency. You do not need to be treated right away. So if a urologist diagnoses you and tells you you got prostate cancer, the only way to cure it is to get it out and let's book you right away, you probably want to go away from that guy and go to somebody else, because, you know, studies show you have months to make your decision. So you want to see a radiation oncologist for a second opinion, and you want to get better studies to work things up, an MRI scan for sure. And I would recommend get the biopsy evaluated for the cancer genes, and Decipher is my favorite one. That one is what the NRG trials, NRG's National Cancer Study Group, that does most of the cutting edge studies. That's what we use to determine how aggressively to treat people.
Well, that is certainly some golden information right there. Really do appreciate that and all the insight and information shared here today. If listeners wanted to get more information on Genesis Care online, where's the best place to do so?
Just right on genesiscare.com, and then you can look up prostate cancer. You can look up physicians in your area and see the link to their bios and see how much work they do on prostate cancer. Most of their CVs are up there, which will tell you kind of what publications they've done and that sort of thing.
And that is certainly easy enough, and we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Again, Dr. Sylvester, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. John E. Sylvester, a radiation oncologist at Genesis Care, a premier provider in cancer and urology care. And for all the details, once again, visit genesiscare.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.